how are you feeling? What can you tell us about your ailment or your general malaise, as your coach referred to it?
I don't even know what malaise means. Friday after morning skate, felt off, and talked to the medical staff and coaches, and took a decision. So I feel good now, taking a few days and seeing how it goes, and then
Are we dealing upper body or lower body?
Upper body.
So would you say it was more of an illness type of situation as opposed to an injury, or?
Malaise, you know? Yeah, thinking malaise.
Have you found out what that means yet?
No, but it sounds pretty good.
Any concern for you for later this week that you wouldn't be an option to play?
Like I said, I feel good. It's going the right way, and I was skating well out there. I was feeling well. I was pretty much back to my old self. So I felt good.
Was it something you took to the training staff, or did they kind of hold the reins and keep you out?
A little bit of both. I wanted to make sure that I was 100%, and I didn't feel that on Friday, so I didn't know how much I could help the team in a game when you're not 100%, not in the playoffs.
So would you say this time that you have until the next series starts, is that a good thing? Is that time that you can use?
Oh, 100%. I want to get back to 100. I was really close to it today, so I felt good out there, and the next few days will be good for me.
Fair to say within the next couple of days you'll be dropping the Nashville yellow and back into the blue?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Is something that you were feeling in game four as well, or after game four? Did it just hit you?
No. After, like I said, after the Friday morning skate, I was feeling off. I wasn't 100%, and in the playoffs, you know, sometimes you play with it, and sometimes you gotta think about the situation. And we all took a decision that I wasn't playing that night. So I hate not playing. But I'm glad I didn't. So we won the game. I got a few days to get back to 100%, and I'm getting there.
With the way the team went out and played Friday night, how much better did that have you feeling by the end of the day?
Well, a lot. You want to be out there with the guys. You want to play every single game. So it sucks not being out there to help the guys. I mean, they didn't really need that much help. They played a great game and got the victory. So, yeah, it's good.
Will you watch the game tonight, or will you wait and see how it all plays out? What's your plan this evening?
I'll be watching. You guys know I love watching sports. I love watching hockey. I've watched pretty much every single game. So I'll be watching tonight.
Nick, is there something maybe humbling for guys like you, for Scheif, Buff, all the guys who've been injured this year who've gone out of the lineup and just saw the team kind of soldier on and get things? And is there something humbling in that, or is it just nice to know that when you do go down, you don't have to worry about the game hinging necessarily on your absence?
It's what I've said pretty much all year, you know, when guys go down, the young guys and the guys that haven't played so much, they come in, they step up and play the right way. So we're not missing guys even when they're missing. We got guys stepping up and playing well. So we got some good depth. We got a good team. So it's nice to see.
Matt Kendrick said the other day that it helps that he's basically a clone of you in terms of the same kind of player. So
that's funny.